Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, could you give us an update on what's happening in Washington?
Yes, on Friday, October 23rd, the House passed a package of legislation that would defund Planned Parenthood for 1 year and repeal key provisions in Obamacare, including the individual mandate and the medical device tax. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office stated that our legislation would bring down the deficit and grow our economy. The president is opposed to it. He must have bigger priorities than reducing our deficit and growing our economy. Even after $500 billion in new taxes, $1 trillion in new spending, and 2.5 million jobs lost, we will have 30 million uninsured Americans, a group larger than the population of Pennsylvania, for another decade. This is too high a price for too little of a benefit. This law is a failure. It must be completely repealed, and our legislation is a step toward that goal.
Could you give us an update on the Planned Parenthood scandal?
Speaker Boehner has appointed me to a select investigative panel on the procurement and trafficking of the organs of aborted babies. You may remember that 11 videos have come out in the past few months showing high-level executives at a billion-dollar organization like Planned Parenthood and STEM Express and Advanced Bioresources discussing the trafficking of organs taken from aborted babies. A consistent pattern is clear across these 11 videos. In fact, even more footage was leaked to the public just last week. The latest video shows Planned Parenthood official Dr. Amna Dermish discussing changing the position of the baby to a breech birth before aborting the child, a practice that is a violation of federal law. The video also shows her saying that preserving the entire head of the aborted baby, quote, something I could strive for, end quote. Our panel will be looking at all the evidence, reporting to Congress on our findings, and I'm honored to be selected by Speaker Boehner, who I know is a strong supporter of protecting life. But whether you identify as pro-life or as pro-choice, every American should want to know the truth. And my goal while serving on this panel will be to bring the truth to light so that my fellow legislators and their constituents can make informed decisions based on the facts.
Congressman, you mentioned Speaker Boehner. Who will be the next Speaker of the House?
On Thursday, October 29th, I joined with my colleagues to elect Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House. America needs a strong, effective Congress that can govern. And for that, we need a strong, effective conservative majority. We need to coalesce behind a conservative leader who understands policy, communicates effectively, and is respected by people on every side of every issue. And Paul Ryan is a friend, and he is that kind of leader. He shares my goals of protecting the unborn, modernizing our government, balancing our budget, and I'm pleased to give him my support.
Speaking of the budget, what is your position on the Bipartisan Budget Act?
Well, on Wednesday, I joined 167 other Republicans in voting against the so-called Bipartisan Budget Act. This legislation will increase our national debt by another $1.5 trillion and increase the size of the federal government even beyond its record size today, and it will increase our deficit, the rate of our borrowing, because its substantial increases in spending are not offset by cuts in spending. And I wish that this bill were paid for, but because it is not, I cannot support it. It simply does not make sense to keep borrowing money without a plan to pay it back. And the debt ceiling is, in effect, nullified if we keep raising it without serious conditions. Our interest payments on our debt, just our interest payments alone, are projected to triple over the next decade. And the money we're borrowing today will cost dramatically more later. Interest rates are at record lows right now. In fact, according to the Washington Post, interest rates have never been lower in the history of mankind. Circumstances that are unusual are guaranteed not to last. And once interest rates go back to normal, our interest payments will skyrocket, which just underscores the urgency with which we must reduce our spending to responsible levels.
Congressman, do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, I do. Dozens of volunteers from Old Penn Manor have donated furniture from the Peckway Elementary, Hambright, and Central Manor Elementary Schools to go to school children in Honduras. Volunteers filled 3 55-foot shipping containers with desks, chairs, and other equipment. Conestoga Elementary is also planning on helping. The school, Javier Soriano School, was built largely by an organization based in Lancaster called CARE, and I commend the volunteers for their generosity and for reusing perfectly good furniture rather than wasting it. Didn't take government action. Pennsylvania's just did it because it was the right thing to do. It's just one more everyday example of voluntary acts of charity with which government simply cannot compete.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.